1350 KMAN.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And, you know, sometimes you think for a Monday, you kind of just kind of start a little slow, get right into it. But not today, not this Monday. We're going heavy to start the week out. And we got a great show, a very informative show, very important show, talking about an important topic. We got K-State Vice President of Communications and Marketing Jeff Morris and K-State Library Dean Lori Getch in the studio with us this morning. And first off, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning.
Great to have you in. And really great to have you in to give us some updates on the Hale Library situation. We were just talking a little bit before we came on air, just that was 3 weeks ago tomorrow and two weeks ago. It's weird. You do news long enough, you just start losing track of time. It's just everything just kind of blurs together. But it just feels like it was just yesterday that had all happened. And so much has happened since. And I guess it's a great opportunity to update us on where we're at right now.
I can start telling you a little bit about the library side of things, and then sure. Jeff can tell you what's going on with IT. Yes, we had a fire on our roof on May 22nd. A couple days after that, we brought in an international restoration company called Belfour, and they have been on the ground since that day with now up to almost 200 employees who are working to restore the interior of Hale Library. Some of the work that they've done is to pump out water, remove carpet and ceiling tile, anything that holds moisture. We had a lot of water come into the building as well as a lot of smoke. So their immediate attention was spent to get the water out of the building as quickly as they could. So that's been going on for the past couple of weeks. We've pretty much got the water out of there. And they are working now on cutting out wet drywall, working on the collections. We had one part of our library collections that was hit by water and a lot of dampness. Those materials have been taken out of the building. Wet ones go to a 15-degree freezer at food services on campus, and the other materials are going to a building out by the Manhattan Airport where they will be cleaned and desmoked, I guess, is the way to put it. Just about every volume in the library has had some level of smoke damage.
And also here with Jeff Morris. And Jeff, you were telling me before the show that you did have a little bit of new information for us.
Brady, we have a K-Man scoop this morning, I guess it would be. This morning I got a call from our ITS folks, and they were telling us that we have a green light on our systems. So basically 2 weeks into it, we've restored to operation all of our systems, which is really important because people have been looking for their files, using our listservs, using a lot of our technology. We're very technology heavy as a university. So as of this morning, through some heroic efforts, a lot of hard work, our people have restored most of our systems, and so we're operational again, which is great news for the people on the campus and those that are going to visit us this week.
Very great news. And I think, if anything, what this fire has shown has just been how crucial Hale Library is to so many things that you talk about, the IT systems. Like a lot of things people probably just didn't even think about, and you take for granted when things are always running well. But when you have something like that happen, it really shows just how much of a central hub Hale Library is to K-State.
Many people may not know that Hale is home to a place called the Academic Learning Center, which is an athletic tutoring facility. It's a partnership between athletics and the library that we have really valued for a long time. We love having the athletes come into the building. That, unfortunately, was one of the areas that was hit the hardest. So we have unfortunately taken out a tutoring space for athletes, and we really miss them and their partnership, and they're very anxious to restore that once we can reoccupy the building.
Brady Bowman here with K-State Dean of Libraries, Lori Getch, who you just heard speaking. Also got K-State Vice President of Communications and Marketing, Jeff Morris, in the studio with us. And Lori, I want to go back to kind of what we were talking about a little bit before we went on air. You're kind of talking about that first time you're aware of the situation with the library, if you want to kind of retell some of that and how you first learned about all this. Because you were out of town, I understand.
I was out of town. I was in Fort Worth at a conference, and I had come back to my room with my roommate, and we were getting ready to go out to a sort of dinner party that this conference has, and I was checking my phone, and I saw a K-State alert. K-State has a wonderful alert system that tells us when things are going on campus, and the line said, fire. And I said to my roommate, Darshell, I said, oh, there was a fire on campus, and then I opened up the full message, and it said, fire at Hale Library. And so I immediately hopped on the phone to my building administrator, and she was on site and updated me frequently then during the course of that evening what was going on. And I flew home the next morning and went right into a meeting about the fire and about what we needed to do in terms of restoration. So it was kind of a crazy 12 hours from getting the phone call to getting to the airport and flying home.
What were you expecting when you checked out the library the next day, because you were out of town, so you were just kind of hearing some of this and just probably checking in some news coverage, hopefully a little bit of K-Man coverage. And when you saw the library, was the damage worse than you thought or not as bad as you thought when you first got there?
To be honest, it was pretty devastating. It was really heartbreaking to see the amount of damage. We, in order to enter the library, we, of course, had to put on hard hats. We had to put boots on because the water was up to our ankles. Safety vest. We had to be guided through. President Myers and I were the first people allowed into the building besides the restoration people. And it was really sad. You know, I've been here for 14 years, and Hale is really feels like home to me, and I think feels like home to our many staff of the libraries and certainly to our students and faculty. And it sort of was like seeing your home damaged.
I share those thoughts. I remember when everything kind of happened that day on that Tuesday. I had one of my new interns was actually ride a scanner. It was his second day interning, by the way. So he got a nice crash course in the breaking news on that day, Zach St. Clair. And he was keeping me up to date on what he was hearing on the scanner. I had another reporter that was on the scene checking things out. And I was at the gym when all this was going on, so I was thinking, like, well, you know what? I'll just stop by the library on my way back to my apartment just to see what's going on. You know, I trust Michaela had a handle on it for sure, but it really was a far more serious situation than I even anticipated from some of those early reports. And Jeff, you were there on the scene. I guess kind of describe how you first learned of this and kind of how the situation really started to unfold from your perspective.
Well, we got a call from our public safety and police for folks saying that there were a lot of that there was a fire in Hale and that the Manhattan Fire Department was responding. So our protocol is we generally put somebody on site, and then we move someone over to dispatch so we get the latest information. And so we sent a person over to Hale, and she goes, "This is a pretty big deal." And as you know, it turned out to be quite a long deal that evening. And wonderful response, and it kept scaling. You know, Manhattan came, and all the different fire departments and the different support services, including, you know, Riley County Police, Riley County Emergency Services. So it's really a great community event to see people come together to help us really save our library. You know, sometimes I think now 2 weeks into it, we forget, but that response from the Manhattan community really helped preserve this iconic building and take care of the fire in very timely fashion. So we're very grateful. From a news standpoint, it was interesting, as you know, you were sitting there watching it unfold too, and it was almost surreal to see the smoke coming out of that building and what was going on. Very at the time, very frightening, but also very encouraging now that we've kind of moved through some things.
As a guy that was a history major at K-State, actually that's what I got my degree in, was history. I spent a lot of time at Hale Library for sure, so definitely a lot of personal memories and emotions for me as well. Let's go ahead and take our first break, come back. Let's talk a little bit about that community response, because they did a great job. Manhattan Fire, police, you name it, everybody did a great job of making the damage as limited as it could have been. A lot worse, I think, if things went a little differently. More In Focus coming up after the break on News Radio KMAN.